Welcome to WTBU News Today. I'm Evan Jimenez. Boston has been very warm lately, with temperatures reaching a sunny 77 degrees on Tuesday. Temperatures Wednesday are expected to drop, however, with early morning showers bringing temps down to the low 70s. The rest of the week is looking fairly pleasant, with things set to cool down as we head into the weekend. Now we'll move on to the Boston University COVID-19 dashboard update. On September 28th, two members of the Boston University community tested positive for COVID-19. Both cases were members of the BU faculty. On average, BU's lab took 15.1 hours to process each test, which is one of the quickest turnaround times on record. In total, 124 members of the BU community have tested positive this fall. 10 students are currently in isolation, and 83 have recovered from the disease. Christina Melhorn joins us now to report on changes to the BU Spring 2021 calendar.
Boston University has changed its academic calendar for the Spring 2021 semester. In a letter to students, faculty, and staff on Tuesday, University Provost Jean Morrison revealed that spring break will be canceled for the 2021 semester. In addition, Morrison also announced that BU decided to push back the start of spring classes to Monday, January 25th, 2021. Originally, the return to campus life was set to be January 19, 2021. BU plans to continue the hybrid Learn From Anywhere model for undergraduate programs in the upcoming semester. Graduate and professional programs will notify their students if remote learning is an option for the spring semester. Morrison wrote that BU Housing and Residence Life will notify undergraduate students of any changes to the residential calendar sometime in early November. Morrison advised students to expect another extended return to campus in January with reserved arrival dates and times. All changes apply to the colleges following the university calendar. The School of Law, the School of Social Work, and the Medical Campus Schools may choose to follow a different calendar. More information about the spring semester and move-in will be announced in the near future. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Christina Melhorn for WTBU News.
Thanks, Christina. Joining us now is Amanda Schneider with a story regarding the Boston Grand Prix.
John F. Casey, the former chief financial officer of the Boston Grand Prix, was arrested on Tuesday on charges that include failing to report income that he received with the organization and for a scheme to defraud equipment. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Casey was indicted on 8 counts of wire fraud, as well as 3 counts of both money laundering and filing false tax returns, as well as 1 count of aggravated identity theft. He was expected in federal court in Boston on Tuesday afternoon. According to the indictments, the Boston Grand Prix paid Casey upwards of $900,000 in income in 2015 and 2016 before filing for bankruptcy in July 2016, though he did not include such income on his personal tax returns. He also submitted a fake deed of sale, including a forged signature, to obtain loans which he never repaid. He was also charged for aggravated assault and battery in 2017 after he allegedly kicked a Boston Herald photographer when in court for a civil suit.
Thank you, Amanda. And now we'll head over to Stephanie Joseph for a story about Breonna Taylor.
The Kentucky Attorney General announced that he would release the recording of the grand jury's deliberations in the Breonna Taylor case in a statement on Monday night. Attorney General Daniel Cameron's decision was prompted by a ruling from Jefferson Circuit Judge Ann Bailey Smith, who was overseeing the arraignment hearing of former Louisville officer Brett Hankison at the time. He had been charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment last week for putting the lives of Taylor's neighbors at risk as he fired shots into Taylor's home in March. Hankison has since pleaded not guilty to each count. Cameron's statement revealed that his office only recommended wanton endangerment as a possible charge to the jury instead of murder or homicide, which was expected by many public spectators. An unnamed juror came forward Monday and filed a court motion asking for jurors to speak freely about the case because he believes that the Attorney General is deferring too much responsibility for the case's outcome to them. Cameron will submit the recording to the court on Wednesday and remains confident in his conduct of the case. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Stephanie Joseph for WTBU News.
Thanks, Stephanie. Next, a story regarding the first presidential debate from May Claire Sabin.
Last night, incumbent President Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden met at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio for their first presidential debate. This debate was the first time Biden appeared in front of a crowd larger than a dozen people since March. Per coronavirus guidelines, the audience was limited to 70 people, and all participants and audience members underwent COVID testing. Fox News host Chris Wallace monitored the debate. As the news anchor of Fox News Sunday, Wallace is known for his nonpartisan interrogative interviews of Democratic and Republican politicians alike. Six key topics, elections integrity, racial discrimination, the possible appointment of Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, the national economy, and coronavirus were covered. The debate comes on the heels of reports Trump paid only $750 in income taxes during 2016. Biden has capitalized on this development, portraying the Manhattan-born billionaires out of touch with the working class. In Boston, Massachusetts, I'm Mayclaire Sabin for WTBU News.
Thank you, Mayclaire. Finally, an update from Giselle Mehta about the United Arab Emirates.
The United Arab Emirates has announced the launch of a mission to land a rover on the moon by 2024. In a series of tweets, UAE Prime Minister and ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, said that the rover will be sent to unexplored regions of the moon with the ability to take over 1,000 pictures and collect lunar soil and dust data. This data will be shared with scientists and research centers globally. The rover will be built in the UAE by Emirati scientists and engineers at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center. The engineering model is set to be finalized in 2021, followed by manufacturing in 2022 and testing in 2023, before its launch in 2024. The lunar rover has been named Rashid in commemoration of Sheikh Rashid bin Saeed Al Maktoum, who ruled Dubai for 32 years until his death in 1990, and who is believed to have kick-started the UAE's advancement. The UAE will be the fourth country in the world to carry out moon exploration missions, and the first country in the Arab world. In Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, I'm Giselle Mehta for WTBU News.
That's it for this edition of WTBU News Today. Be sure to tune into our full program every Tuesday and Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern over on WTBU Radio. On behalf of Grace Ferguson, Alex Corey, Stella Lawrence, Hannah Yoshinaga, and Natalia Shalatri, I'm Evan Jimenez reporting from Boston, Massachusetts for WTBU News.